Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. So glad to see all of you here. I should mention we have our Freedom Cheat Sheet, which we will have in the description below. But you can go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. morrisinvest.com/freedom. I think it's the formula that changed my life, you know, figuring out your monthly expenses and then how can you back engineer that to make sure that you have the proper passive income to protect you and take care of you for the rest of your life. Because if you're on the 401k bandwagon, right, if you're working for somebody else and you're partnering with the government, because that's what you're doing when you get a 401k, you're partnering with the government and you are, you know, paying a lot of fees. The idea is that you're going to have a big pile of cash at the end of it. You know, when you're going to retire, you're going to have this pile of cash. And how are you going to live off of that for the rest of your life? Well, the truth is you won't be able to. That's the big lie that they're not telling you, right? They've been perpetrating this lie for many, many years to have you believe that a retirement account is your ticket to financial freedom. It's not. So again, go and download our cheat sheet. Go to morrisinvest.com/freedom to download that cheat sheet. So you can at least begin to figure out how much in passive income you will need to start to build wealth. Today on the show, we're going to talk about, you know, this job switch idea, this job switching moment, or have you lost your job? You know, you might likely have a 401k or some other retirement account ready to go, and it's sitting there and you can't access it. You can't do anything with it. You can't move it to a self-directed IRA or anything else because it's tied up with this employer until you leave your job. Like I said, I couldn't wait till I was able to leave my job where I was able to tap into my 401k. And I immediately was able to jump on and start buying so much real estate. That was the thing that really took me to the next level and started to really build my net worth. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's show, using a job change to grow your investment portfolio. Get in your questions. We will answer them in the comments below. Any questions you have about 401ks, self-directed IRAs, and real estate investing. So if you're switching jobs in the near future, look, this is the perfect opportunity. This is absolutely the perfect opportunity to switch your traditional retirement plan to a self-directed IRA instead of letting the old account just sit there. Now, when I left an old job years ago, I worked on a show out of Florida, and when I moved, I just had this 401k just sitting there. And I think at the time it maybe had 30 or 27 in it, something like that. Well, guess what? That could be a down payment on a rental property for some people, right? That money, or putting that together with another $5,000 or $10,000, that's a down payment on a rental property. But it's just sitting there, wasn't doing anything, was collecting dust. And I didn't know what to do with it. We're not taught this in school. You know, how do you build financial literacy? How do you learn what to do with this money that's just sitting there from a retirement account? Who do you call? You call a financial advisor? Calling a financial advisor, what are they going to tell you to do, right? They make money off of managing your money. So they're going to tell you to stick it in the stock market. They're going to tell you to invest in these funds, these ETFs, these mutual funds. By the way, funds and stocks that they don't even own, okay? But they're making money off of managing your money. So they'll make $2,000, $3,000 a year off of managing your money, right? So what do you do? Who do we call? Do you pick up a book? Do you pick up Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Then you start to learn about performing assets, maybe. But in that book, it doesn't teach you the mechanisms of taking a retirement account and transferring it over. So that's what this channel is all about. And I hope if you're new here, you'll subscribe, because we want to bring you financial intelligence and provide financial literacy. That's the only way we're going to improve, right? That's the only way we're going to get out of this rut that the middle class is stuck in the United States. So you can conventionally invest, right? You could throw that money in, you know, other stocks or ETFs and hope for the best and have people making money off of your money. And then what happens when the stock market collapses under its own weight in the next year or so? Who knows, right? Or you could transfer that money into a self-directed IRA and then exponentially grow your wealth, taking that to an entirely other level. So there's four major things that I want to talk about, four major advantages that I want to talk about today of switching to a self-directed retirement account. So let's talk about number one. Number one is asset protection. So let's go through this. So if your retirement funds right now are locked up in a regular IRA, then, you know, your money is at the mercy of the stock market, And I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on with the stock market, but the Federal Reserve is starting to pull back all of that additional money that it's been throwing at Wall Street. Billions per month, $120 billion that they've been funneling towards Wall Street. Have they been sending that money to you? No. They've been sending that money to the banks. They've been sending that money to big Wall Street hedge funds. They've been making sure that they are liquid. They're giving them zero or what low interest loans so that they can buy back their own stocks. I mean, it's absolutely a big, it's like Christmas every day for Wall Street, thanks to the Federal Reserve. But now they are starting to pull back. They're about to start pulling back, called tapering the amount of money that they're throwing at Wall Street. And what happens to Wall Street now is that interest rates are going to start to go up and inflation is going to continue to peak. I don't know if you've noticed, but there is a shortage of everything across the United States right now, from cars to milk to cheese to Halloween costumes, you name it. Huge shortage everywhere. We have supply chain crunch that's happening. And guess what? That's absolutely going to affect bottom lines. That's going to affect stock prices, stock values, revenues, all across the board. So if your retirement account is tied to the stock market, you need to get your head examined. So asset protection, if there is a downward turn in the market, which there's going to be, okay, then you could nearly lose all of your life savings or a huge chunk of it. Do you remember 2008? If you were near retirement and you suddenly were hoping that you'd be able to take this pile of cash out of the market or cash it out and ready to live off of, hey, honey, we're ready to retire. Like a Merrill Lynch commercial, you know, we got gray hair and we're ready to go off into the sunset. And then suddenly 2008 hits. Oh, honey, I looked at my 401k. It used to be 300,000. Now it's down to 60,000 because the stock market tanked. Stock market collapsed. I didn't have any control over it. Well, you could have had control over it if it wasn't in the stock market. And you could make sure putting your money inside of, you know, a self-directed IRA could protect you against this economic crisis. And the stock market plunges regularly. Moves in the market happen all the time. But by you holding a self-directed IRA, you can control that flow. You can make sure that if you're invested in real estate and the cash flow that's going into that self-directed IRA is protected, you are controlling that flow yourself. And even if it's not real estate, let's say you have gold in there, right? Some diversified assets. Maybe you own some, you've lent some of that money out to somebody, right? You've created your own promissory note, which you can do inside of a self-directed IRA. You could invest in other things, except the stock market. Take your money out of the stock market and you're protected in that way. So you're faced with the fact that you might have to continue working, right? Because if suddenly the stock market collapses and you're banking on that money, what's going to happen? You're going to say, oh my God, I'm going to have to keep working now. I thought I'd be able to retire at 70 or 65 or 59 and a half, but now all my retirement savings is gone, so now I'm going to have to keep working. Think about that for a minute. Like, you have this whole plan, and just because the mood of the stock market, boom, you have to continue working for all those years. With a self-directed IRA, your funds can be safe and secure in an asset that you pick, that you control. You know, if the stock market crashes, your retirement funds will not change. You know, in fact, they will just keep growing. And this is because no matter how bad the economy gets, everyone still needs a place to live with real estate. So stock market crashes, okay. You've got retirement assets that are actual real estate inside of your self-directed IRA. It's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to perform. And it also historically has been a fantastic hedge against inflation. So now you've got an inflationary hedge asset inside of your self-directed IRA portfolio that's bringing in monthly cash flow that is also tax-free. Talk about a game changer, right? You own a piece of real estate inside of a self-directed IRA. The cash flow from those tenants also grows tax-free. And then when you retire, you have access to that. You can take it out tax-free. Not only that, it's a hedge against inflation. so many valuable points to owning real estate inside of a self-directed IRA. Now, we've just scratched the surface of this. Like any one of you who are watching right now and you've worked with our team at Morris Invest, you know, if you've spoken to our self-directed IRA experts on our team like Haley and others, they're going to blow your mind with some of the things that you can do if you get on the phone with our team. You're going to find out, holy smokes, I didn't know this even existed. The reason you don't know self-directed IRA even exists is because the big banks don't want you to know that they exist. They don't like them. They want you to put your money into Fidelity's own little dinky whatever retirement accounts, right? Fidelity, Charles Schwab, that's why they spend millions of dollars on television commercials. The self-directed IRA team does not, or a crowd does not. They're custodians. You don't see them advertising on television. They charge really low fees, and you get to control your own destiny. So that's one reason, you know, is having asset protection, having real estate inside of a self-directed IRA that grows cash-free and is a hedge against inflation. That's asset protection. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Are you overpaying for health insurance? Are you worried about America's crumbling infrastructure around healthcare? Well, you should be, because America does not have good healthcare. And I got to tell you, Crowd Health offers a more flexible and affordable healthcare option without the hassle of insurance. Now, I've spent quite a bit of time talking to the team from Crowd Health, and I am just blown away by what they've been able to do for people. Crowd Health is a community of people who are tired of paying into a broken system, which is the U.S. healthcare system. You know, being in a Crowd Health community helps actually saves you hundreds of dollars a month, and you put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. So how does it work? Well, it's flexible. So membership is as a monthly subscription. You can start or stop whenever it's convenient for you. It has simple and transparent pricing customized to fit your needs. Crowd Health lowers your monthly healthcare costs, and you can see any doctor that you want to. And you use their app. It's super simple to use their app. You can find any doctor in the country with a quality ranking score. Scan the bills, throw them away. Crowd Health takes it from there. Press a button to receive virtual care anytime, anywhere, right through your device. Again, this is why they have an amazing offer for my listeners, because they want you to try this out. Get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% off their standard pricing and a lot less than one of those crappy high deductible health insurance plans. So just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99. Again, write this down. Okay, it's joincrowdhealth.com/99. Enter the code INVESTING when you're signing up, and you are going to get a savings of a lot of money. Your first 6 months for just $99. Again, that's a savings of almost 50% off just for using that code that I gave you. Again, that's joincrowdhealth.com/99, a promo code INVESTING. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply. Number two is acceleration. So let's talk about accelerating. We talked about extraordinary growth inside of your portfolio. Let's talk about the acceleration piece of this. We'd like to place a special emphasis right now on switching from a traditional IRA to a self-directed IRA, okay? Because this is going to allow you to invest your retirement funds in real estate specifically, rental properties specifically. Real estate investments are one of the most secure assets available, and it's one of the most lucrative ways of growing your retirement funds. So, and you can, this, all of this can be done passively. So let's just think about this for a second. You can enjoy your life while money is coming into your savings and retirement account, right? You're not relying on the stock market, but I want you to just think about the acceleration here. So you've got $1,000 or $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month in cash flow from a tenant that's coming into your self-directed retirement account. Well, 1 month is $4,000, next month it's $8,000, next month is $12,000, right? On and on and on. Imagine after 12 years of that, what you have. Not only do you have an asset that has appreciated, right? It's a hedge against inflation, but you also have all of that cash flow coming in tax-free. And that's just one asset I'm talking about, one or two assets that I might be talking about. I'm not even talking about, what if you have 10 properties inside of your self-directed IRA? Think about that for a minute. The acceleration of that, you know, move towards retirement is just, you know, it's explosive when you start to use the this tax vehicle like this. The third thing that I want you to think about when you're moving from a job to, you know, taking that 401k or traditional retirement plan and accessing it, utilizing it, putting it to work for you, is control. Okay, what we talk about is checkbook control. I got to tell you, I was really frustrated. You know, I had my 401k with my old employer. It was a media company in New York City, big billionaire media company, right? And our 401k plan was controlled through Fidelity. Now, you know, Fidelity, if you don't know how many fees you're paying, by the way, go to a website, and maybe Kelly, in our chat here, you can throw it up here on the screen, or throw it up in the chat or in the description below, which is FeeX. And I never know the URL. It's like feex.com or something like that. I think it's free. I'm pretty sure it's free. Go there and you can plug in your retirement account information to this website, and it'll show you all of the hidden fees that you are paying for your 401k and retirement plan. It's going to blow you away. You're not going to realize, holy smokes, that you're paying like thousands of dollars a month to this like Fidelity custodian so that they can manage your money. And the thing is that your company sets these up, and your company also is incentivized and gets a nice little bonus as a result of setting up these plans. Okay, so they're all making money off of this. So I was upset because I called at one point during my employment. I said, I'd like to get a self-directed retirement account. Do you guys have a self-directed retirement account? And they said, oh, yes, we do. And I said, oh, great. Meaning that I could literally buy a property inside of my retirement account? And they lied to me. They said, well, yeah, you can do that. You can invest in real estate. Sure. And I said, you mean I can buy a house inside of my retirement account? And they finally got them to admit that, no, you cannot. What they were referring to is investing in real estate REITs, REITs, which are real estate investment trusts, which are stocks, which are horrible. Stay away, in my opinion. So, you know, no, you cannot. And I said, well, I want to take my retirement account and move it to a self-directed account. And they said, well, I'm sorry, you can't do that until you've left your place of employment or you declare a hardship. Okay. I said, you got to be kidding me. I have to leave my job before I can access this? Sure enough, that's the case. Now, conveniently, at least under COVID, there are some situations where you are able to access this and even maybe access it under COVID rules and pull this thing out or take the money out as a hardship because of COVID. So I would definitely check with your custodian if you're interested in that. But with when the third point I'm making here about control is that when you're dealing with a traditional IRA, you give up control, like I just mentioned with this Fidelity example, right? Typically, insurance firms, brokerage houses, or banks are the ones that hold a large amount and control over your IRA. They only give you a certain number of funds to pick from. Do you want, you know, what is it, aggressive growth, moderate growth, or conservative? They give you like three tiers, and you kind of pick this little pie chart of how you want these funds distributed, and they kind of just distribute them over. And they're like, good, you're done. Click save. Good. Oh, my retirement's all taken care of now because I played around with little pie chart here on Fidelity's website. I'm all good. They rely on the fact that Americans are financially illiterate. Okay? This is how they make their money. This is why they spend millions of dollars in television commercials getting you to sign up with Charles Schwab or whatever, or Fidelity, or all of these companies spend millions of dollars. Why? Because they make billions off of you by being financially illiterate. So when you give up this control, you give up your retirement. You're investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and ETFs and whatever, and they can do fine from time to time. But you can't live off of stocks. You can't live off a pile of cash. You need to live off of cash flow. Okay, cash flow, not a pile, but cash flow. Because when you're investing and you're relying on these other companies, they can severely impact your retirement funds overall. and keep from reaching your full savings potential. This is where the self-directed IRA comes out on top. It brings your retirement funds along with it. So you can roll over all that money that's sitting there in the stock market, take that $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 that's in that retirement account in stocks, and move it now into performing assets that increase your net worth and create cash flow. You know, a self-directed IRA lets you run the show, gives you total checkbook control of it. Again, you want to take $10,000 and lend it out as a note to somebody with 6% interest? You can do that. And they'll pay that 6% interest back into your self-directed IRA. You want to take another 30 or 40 and use that as a down payment on a rental property? Great. Now the self-directed IRA owns a rental property, cash-free or tax-free with cash flow coming in. You've got another 30 that you want to invest in gold inside the self-directed retirement account. Boom, you can do that. You want to buy crypto as part of a small part of your portfolio? You can do that. Can't do that with those retirement accounts through Fidelity and other places. You have control. The fourth thing that I want to talk about is transparency. So you do not get transparency with traditional retirement accounts. I had to pull teeth. I had to use an outside website to find out how many fees I was paying for my 401k. I had a guy lie to me on the phone about what I could invest in. They are not transparent. They're doing it on purpose. There's a reason that when you go to work now at Home Depot, Truth, they have now automatically, they have a program now where they automatically enroll employees in a 401k plan that Home Depot makes money off of, okay? And so too does the bank structure with the bank. So when you sign up and you just start working at Home Depot, boom. According to the Wall Street Journal, this actually started about 2 years ago, where they automatically default you into their own structure and retirement account. Isn't that amazing? Like, you have no choice. Oh, you're going to take care of that for me, and I'm going to pay fees to this company, and you're going to pick the stocks, and now I guess my financial future is set. It's ridiculous. This is America. This is our financial institutions that make billions off of this financial illiteracy. So transparency. Do you know what kinds of fees are inside of your stock-based retirement account? If you go to FeeX, again, FeeX, let me pull it up here. It is FeeX.com, F-E-E-X. Here it is. Oops, wrong one. I don't have that plugged in. Sorry, folks. I had the wrong button pushed. No, let me pull it up here. No, I can't pull it up. Anyway, just trust me. FeeX.com, F-E-E-X.com. Go there and do your research on what your fees you're actually paying. Try to get a free analysis on your accounts. All you have to do is sign into your investment accounts. So you just sign in with your passwords and stuff, and it'll let you know all of the hidden fees that you're paying. I kind of mentioned this earlier, but the results can be totally shocking, really. With a self-directed IRA, you pay a custodian. There's like three or four custodians. There's very few of them. There's very few. You pay a fee like once a year, and that's it. You pay and you get transparency right off the bat. You don't have to dig into some fine print to know what you're paying for on a retirement account. So with all of that being said, those are four great things to think about when it comes to moving away or leaving a job, transferring your retirement account into a self-directed IRA. Absolutely powerful, game changer, and an incredible way for you to build wealth. Again, check out the links in the description below. And any questions you have about this process, please let us know. Don't forget, you can book a call with our team just by going to morrisinvest.com. We'll jump on the phone with you, pick a time that works best on your calendar. And our team is a self-directed IRA. We are experts at this. This is what we do best. And we'll walk you through that entire process, whether you need to transfer it over. We'll help you with that whole process in a matter of minutes. We can help you be set up with a self-directed IRA. So, go ahead and book a call with our team at Morris Invest as well.